Today we celebrate two feasts which are very special and unique. The one which is the principal of St. Januarius and his companions. And he had a deacon and a subdeacon and a lector and so forth that were with him. And in the beginning of the 4th century, he was bishop of Benevento, which was what Naples basically used to be called as a diocese. Now it's the Archdiocese of Benevento. They were all imprisoned for the sake of Christ, and they refused to yield their faith in Christ. One after the other, beginning with St. Januarius, the young bishop, who was still in his 30s. And so one by one, they were tortured, and then they were beheaded. The Christians in those days were wont to gather up not only the bodies of the martyrs, but also their blood. And so it is that we have a relatively large vial or two of the blood of St. Januarius. And on 3 days of the year, this being one of them, when the blood of St. Januarius, which has coagulated, it looks like a lot of little rocks, red rocks, is brought near to the relic of the head of St. Januarius in the Cathedral of Naples, the blood liquefies. And today there was a little bit of concern because it took a long time for this to happen. But finally, when it happened, it was like a whole bottle of fresh blood that came from a person. And it did. Indeed, it came from St. Januarius himself. It is believed, and of course there's nothing in the church that says that we must believe that if it did not liquefy, which of course many were fearing today, horrible tragedies would ensue, particularly in Naples. And it has been so. In particular, there were several years during World War II where the blood did not liquefy. And of course, we can imagine why. But there have been other occasions, and more recently yet. So today, we rejoice that the blood of St. Januarius has gone from being coagulated into little rocks, as is natural, to being liquid and red blood, as it is natural, of a living person. In addition to that, we have another feast, which is very important to some of us at least. It is the feast of Our Lady of La Salette, Notre Dame de La Salette. And of course, we remember that in 1846, two little shepherds, Melanie and Maximin, were watching their flocks on the hills in the mountains near Grenoble. And they saw this beautiful lady. She was sitting on a rock, and she was crying her eyes out. Then she stood up, and she was most beautiful. They didn't know who she was, but she told them that she could no longer hold back the hand of anger of her son. She did not say Jesus Christ, she just said her son. And then she went on to list particularly the sins which were mostly offensive to him, and no doubt are still offensive to him. And the principal one was the fact that Sunday, the Lord's Day, was not sanctified. And of course, we are very, very strict in this matter. Some people think too strict, but what can never be too strict in obeying God? And many people still try to go shopping and to do business and to do this and do that, which have no place on the Lord's Day. Another thing about which she complained, and of course she was speaking for her son, Jesus Christ, is the fact that the name of God is so maltreated and blasphemed. And so we must remember that never should we ever use the name of God except to praise Him, to teach others about Him, and to pray to him and give him thanks. So today we pray to St. Januarius and companions, and to Our Lady of La Salette. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.